And now it's time for Power of Prophecy with your host, former professor at the University of Texas at Austin, career United States Air Force officer, and best-selling author, Tex Mars.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars. Welcome to another edition of Power of Prophecy. You know, the Bible is so, it's just so strong in its prophetic principles. And it says in the Bible that prophecy gives us a sure word. And Jesus is even the spirit of prophecy. Well, I don't know if today's is prophetic, but it sure seems to be to me, because we know that what we call a new world order is being put together by Satan and his forces today. And America is in great, great peril. Now, you know, I've been telling you this for many years, but haven't I been telling you the truth? I mean, we've been here for about 27 years, and it gets deeper and deeper. And things that I told you 27 years ago have come to pass. And we're right on schedule. Now, one of the Illuminati's plans is the dissolution and breakup of the United States. Now, I want to repeat that. The Illuminati plans the dissolution, the dissolving, and breakup of America. Now, this is no theory. It's no possibility. But, look around you. Ask people questions. You're out at the beach. You're at the shopping mall. You're with friends at some party or something, or even in a church Sunday school class. And ask the people there some pertinent questions. Ask them about our founding fathers. Ask about our Constitution and the Bill of Rights. I'll bet you they cannot answer it. You see, if you go down to the beach and just ask people at random who our vice president of the United States is, they can't tell you. Tell them to name 3 of the 10 Bill of Rights, the amendments. I don't believe they can. Just say, name me 3 rights we have. Ask them, in fact, let's say the freedom of speech. Is that an amendment or was that in the original Constitution? I bet you they won't know the answer. Ask them, what is the term of a congressman, a representative? 2, 4, or 6 years? I'll bet you they can't answer. Or a senator, which is 6 years. They cannot respond to that either. And increasingly, the Constitution and everything government does is just a government of old, dead, white men. Nobody seems to be concerned about our rights, our Constitution anymore. So when the Council on Foreign Relations, which does actually exist, of course, put out a book toward a North American Union, by a professor from the American University in Washington, D.C., some years ago, some people even doubted. I don't know about it. CFR even exists, and I've never heard of a book toward a North American Union. Well, friends, just because they haven't heard about a book doesn't mean it doesn't exist, you know. And the CFR certainly does exist. It has around 3,000 members. I have a directory of all of its members. I note that a good 80% of them are Jewish, and they have invited the top officials of such Hispanic groups as LULAC, and of course La Raza, and they fully intend to end American sovereignty. Now, George W. Bush made an agreement in 2005 with the Prime Minister of Canada and the President of Mexico. That by certain year chronology, that the 3 nations would all be integrated together. Now, I was on a radio program not too long ago, and a lady called in, and she said, "Why should we believe you? You're the one that said we were moving toward a North American Union." "I haven't seen that," she said. I said, "You haven't?" "No." Well, I thought I would just tell you about, 15 planks. 15 tenets, 15 doctrines, you might say, of the North American Union. Maybe you've seen some of them, friends. I believe you have. First, there is an agreement. In 2005, I showed you the picture of the three leaders of these North American nations all joining hands. They met in Waco, Texas. It's a reality. There is a book. They actually put out a report toward a North American Union explaining how it would work. Of course, there will be a Supreme Court of North America. They will end all the borders. The United States border down in the Rio Grande of Texas and across Arizona, New Mexico, and California will not exist anymore, and it will be moved all the way down to the south border of Mexico. Mexico then will be part of the United States. We will not have 50 states anymore. Are they not taking away our states' rights today? Now, the biggest way to get the North American Union together, I want you to know what is happening. See, things are occurring that you don't know about. And that's my job. I'm here to let you know these things. I'm here to expose them to your knowledge. I believe I have the wisest, the most intelligent audience in all of radio. And if I tell you the truth, I know you're going to go out and tell others. I also know they're going to say, oh, that's not true. That's not so. That cannot possibly happen. They'll laugh at you. They'll scorn you. But that's because they're idiots. I mean, let's face it. They're dummies. They don't know these things because they haven't heard them. They haven't read them. And if you expect to pick up the New York Times or the Washington Post or the LA Times or the Chicago Tribune and read about this, why, your expectations are way too much. These are the kind of things they don't want to tell anybody. You got to dig for these things. But when you do, you will find out that every government agency of the United States has been cooperating with Canada and Mexico on implementing this. Now, the second part of this, of the 15 things I want to discuss with you today, is immigration reform. They must have immigration reform to get this plan into effect. Now, we don't know how many illegal immigrants are in the United States today. Are there 11 or 12 million, as the government says? Well, I've never known anything that the government was accurate on or told the truth about. Bear Stearns, a Wall Street firm, 8 or 9 years ago said there are as many as 25 to 35 million illegal aliens. And not just from Mexico. They come by air, by ship. They come across the border from Canada, from Mexico. I mean, you know, we had an Indian woman who won the Miss America pageant just this last week. Immigration reform. They want to take this 12 million to 35 million illegal immigrants to the United States and put them on what they call a pathway to citizenship, which means amnesty. And they fully intend to do it. Now, they haven't got it so far because of you and me. We're complaining. We're writing letters to Congress. We're telling them, you do this and you're out of office. Now, this has been put on the back burner till after November. This has been put on the back burner. But they have the immigration bill, as you know, all ready to go. Chuck E. Schumer and Marco Rubio and, you know, Killer McCain and Little Killer Lindsey. All these people are working together to con us about what immigration really is. Oh, no, we're not. This is not amnesty. They just have a pathway to citizenship. They change names. You know, I did an audio tape some years ago. It's still available in our catalog. It was the Orwellian language, how we've changed everything. You remember Michael Jackson had a song, you know, I'm bad. He sang, I'm bad, I'm bad. Well, he meant, I'm good. A reversal of language. That's what Aleister Crowley, the great Satanist, did also. They reverse everything. In their rituals, the Satanists say the Lord's Prayer backwards. immigration reform, but it's not reform at all. They're doing away with our immigration laws. And what they have proposed to us is an immigration law that is perpetual, that will continue in existence throughout the ages, or until America collapses. Now, we know we don't really have a law now. They keep telling you, well, it's broken. Our immigration laws are broken. We need a reform. They're not broken. Let me tell you what our immigration laws require. If you come across the border and you're an illegal, you get picked up and put in a pen. And then they have a hearing for you and they throw you out of the country if you're illegal. Deport you. That sounds reasonable, doesn't it? You come in the country illegal, you go out legal. In other words, in a bus. And they drop you off at the border. Now, unfortunately, the illegals just come back in. By the way, boy, I had a man mad at me as a wet hen. He was so angry. He called me a barbarian. He said, you're like Attila the Hun. Now, why was this gentleman so angry at me? You see, I was invited over to my good friend's house, and he had a couple that he wanted me to meet. He said, these are wonderful people. I think you'll enjoy meeting them. I said, oh? Oh, yes, they're just like you and me, he said. They're Republicans. I said, well, I'm not a Republican. He said, well, yeah, but, you know, they were for Mitt Romney. They worked in the Mitt Romney campaign. They're very conservative. I'd like you to come over to my house. We'll all have dinner together, the six of us. Me and my wife and these two people, and then you and Wanda. And well, I was only over there 5 minutes. I realized the guy was an idiot. I didn't tell him that, though. I was very nice to him, but I guess he knew what I had in mind, because he began talking about what I call illegal aliens. And, you know, and I said, you're talking, he kept saying, using the term undocumented immigrants. Undocumented immigrants. So I was listening while I said, are you talking about illegal aliens? No, don't call them that, he said. That's the wrong term. I said, well, that's what I've called them all my life, except when we used to call them wetbacks when I was a kid. But they are illegal aliens, are they not? No. That's the term. We don't use that anymore. Who is we? Every American uses illegal aliens. They're aliens because they're not Americans, and they're here illegally. What's wrong with that? Well, you know, you can't call them illegal aliens. They've changed that. Who's they? Well, you know, the newspapers. I said, you mean like the Washington Post, New York Times? I don't care about them. Illegal aliens is the way to go. He said, well, people are going to think you're Attila the Hun. I said, so I'm Attila the Hun. That's what they are. They're illegal aliens. No, they're not. They're documented, undocumented immigrants. They're not immigrants. We don't know what they are because they've never committed. They're here illegally. You're a barbarian. I said, yes, I am. I'm an American barbarian. I like to protect our borders. I like to protect our people. I like to protect the jobs of Americans. You're just a barbarian. Well, okay. I'm a barbarian. I like that. I want to ask you, friends, are you a barbarian? Do you make sure you walk in the tiptoeing through the tulips and call them undocumented immigrants? Well, I doubt if you do too. And of course, we went on to talk a little bit, and the guy said to me, you know, that it turned out he was for homosexuality and all these things. We don't want to make the homosexuals angry. We want them to vote Republican. I said, why don't we just want them to go away? Oh, no. They're good Americans. They're good Americans. Well, this guy was a Romney guy, all right, but he wasn't an American conservative. So, you know, he and I just, we didn't get along. And my good friend was very, you know, upset. I don't know whether he's upset at me because I'm a barbarian or my rhino friend. That's what they call a Republican in name only, rhino. But he, by the way, he told me that if Mitt Romney had won, he would have got a a place, an appointment high up in the Romney presidency. Yeah, well, that he didn't win because he was a Mormon crazy and other things. Now, immigration reform. That's one of the things. Now, third one, and you really have to think about this, is they're still building the Trans-American Highway. That's only about 40 miles from where I live here. They've got a huge highway. They actually dropped the building of it for a couple years. Governor Rick Perry got in trouble with America, with the Texas voters and the Texas legislature. When it came out, they were building this highway all the way through the state of Texas. It was going to go up through Mexico all the way up to Canada. Now, at first, they actually denied a highway was being built. And when you say this in one of the radio or TV programs, they'd say, ha, 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 you're one of those conspiracy theorists. Well, I went out there to see it for my... See, I knew all these people that were working there, road contractors and builders. I go out there and they had like, you know, 300 trucks and hundreds of workers and I don't know, I think it was like 10 or 12 lanes. They were building the darn thing. While politicians were telling us, ha, 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 you must be a conspiracy theorist. I've never heard of a Trans-American Highway. Folks, why are they doing these things and lying to us? Of course they're building the Trans-American Highway. There's pieces of it through Indiana, Iowa. They're going to put it all together across the bridges of Minnesota, right on into Canada. Now, they've also brought in all the trucks. The trucks are now up to one-third larger. Have you noticed that? You get out on the highway, you're driving down, have a nice, lovely ride with your wife. Suddenly come barreling up the highway behind you. You look. It's a behemoth, a gigantic truck. Well, if you're down from Texas or someplace down here in the South or the Southwest, you discover that it's got Mexican license plates because they're letting all these Mexican trucks come in. And you're seeing fewer and fewer American trucks. Even the big American truckers, the big trucking companies, they're switching to Mexico. Why? They don't pay as much. They pay their workers about one-third as much, and they don't get inspected. They just go right past all the border patrols, and then they all these weight stations, you know, they used to have, they're getting rid of them. These behemoths weigh incredible amount. They're tearing up all of our highways and roads, ripping them up with their huge tires and wheels. Mexican trucks all over America. Driving up that interstate that doesn't exist. Oh, boy. Now, NAFTA is another part of it. You remember NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Act? They took away all the, you know, the tariffs and so forth. And free trade, it's called free trade. Yeah, free trade. You pay, they call it free. You pay, they call it free. Remember Ross Perot warned us about all those, that sucking sound, that whoosh. That's the sound of the jobs going down to Mexico. People laughed at him. Al Gore laughed at him. He was right. He was right, folks. Oh, boy. Then another area that you have to watch out for in the Illuminati plan to dissolve and break up America is the drugs. Now, the CIA and the DEA, the Drug Enforcement Agency, are helping to bring these drugs from South America, Central America, and Mexico. Now, they catch some drug dealers and some drug kingpins, the lords and drug kingpins, but only the ones that don't work with them. If you're willing to give a split of the money to the DEA and the CIA, they let you go. But otherwise, they'll stop you. All the little people are getting stopped down there. That's the deal. I mean, there's countries now like Colombia that are a narco. They call them narco republics. I was talking recently with a gentleman that he was telling me that he was raised by a drug lord mother. A mother. When he was a little boy, he's about 30 years old now, says his mother and he would fly they'd get on an aircraft and fly over to Colombia and Nicaragua, El Salvador, fill up with marijuana, and fly back to the United States. And he said the army down there would be the one to load the trucks, from trucks to the aircraft. His mother was part of the deal. I said, my goodness. He said, it seemed very dangerous. We'd pull into the little known airport and big army trucks would show up with big bales of marijuana. We'd put it on a plane and then fly it into South Texas. Boy, what that poor kid had to go through. And his mother was taking him with her on these drug runs. Drugs. They're everywhere in the United States. Meth, ecstasy, heroin, whatever you want, you can get now. Then there's the guns. Now, Obama and Eric Holder, his attorney general, had a plan going. It was called Fast and Furious. They were giving all of the arms to the Mexican drug gangs. Did you hear what I just said? They were actually giving free of charge. Well, they weren't, and they were paying for them in an indirect way. But these Mexican gangs had complained that they didn't have enough armaments. They didn't have enough, guns. We sold them the guns, and then they turned around and killed our drug agents. See, not every Border Patrol agent is evil. Not every drug enforcement agent is wicked, corrupt. The ones that aren't usually get killed. They either conform or they're killed. Now, we found out about these agents being killed by these drug lords, these drug gangs, with our guns that we had given them. And Eric Holder is the attorney general. He said, well, it was a plan we had. We were going to keep track of the guns to see where they showed up at. To see where you take thousands of guns and pass them out down in Mexico and you want to see where they end up at? They end up with bullets in the head of border agents. That's where they end up at. But Holder says we lost track of it. We didn't keep good track of it. And so we really don't know what happened to them. Well, what do you mean you don't know? You know that they were given to drug dealers, drug lords, and that's where they're at. Man. Drugs and guns. And all of it's coming into America. And if you own land, if you're a former rancher down on the border, you better sell your land if you can. Those people are being, their homes, their ranches, their farms are being violated all day long. Ranchers go out and every night two or three of their livestock have been abducted, taken out, and roasted for food by the immigrants. If they take the law into their own hands, guess what? The Border Patrol will come and get them. And then the ACLU and these other corrupt agencies will turn around and sue them on behalf of the Mexican illegals. They get on your land, they steal your cattle. If you shoot them, then they hang you as a citizen of the United States. So the poor rancher, farmer, he just caught in the middle of all this stuff. He puts bars on his windows and alarm systems and sleeps with a rifle right beside his bed every night. It's just like living in South Africa or Zimbabwe. But these people are living in America. It's part of the dissolution and breakup of the United States. Now, a big part of this is the Obamacare program, the Affordable Health Care Act. Now, I want to explain something about this. Now, I'll have to admit, I've got a pretty good deal. I'm on Medicare now, of course. But I also have what they call TRICARE, which is the Defense Department. See, I spent over 20 years in the U.S. Air Force. They promised me medical care for me and my family for the rest of our lives. Well, when I got out, then they started right away taking some of it away from me. They said, well, you know, the prescriptions you get, maybe you ought to pay something for those. So now I'm paying a couple $100 a month for prescriptions for Wanda and I. When I got out of the Air Force, I wasn't paying anything, but now I'm paying. Now I discover that illegal aliens from Mexico, Indonesia, China, and so forth are going to get free medical care, absolutely free, from Obamacare. They're going to get free medical care, free prescription, free dental. By the way, I don't get any dental care. My wife told me she says, my hearing is turning bad. I can't hear as well as I used to. So we're going to have to take her down and get her hearing checked. Well, it's too bad I'm not on affordable care. You know, I paid into Medicare all my life. I paid into Social Security all my life. And I served for over 20 years in the U.S. Air Force. And now a Mexican illegal is going to get more than me. I was driving down the street the other day, and there was a big dental clinic, and they put a big banner on the front of it. It said, dental care free to Medicaid patients. Well, that's nice. So you come over here, and you bring your whole family. You come from Matamoros or Juarez or one of those places, Mexico City. The instant you hit the border, you're good for free Medicaid. Doesn't matter if you're an illegal alien, you can just go down and you get free Medicaid. Your whole family, you could have 6 or 7 kids, they all get dental work. Your wife gets dental work. They get all their prescriptions paid for. If she needs a kidney transplant, get on the list for that. So I've got Medicare myself, which I pay into, which I paid all my life. I spent 20 years in the Air Force, and now an illegal alien instantly gets more than I do. What's that all about? Obamacare is going to give these, who knows how many, 12 to 35 million illegal aliens free medical care for them and their families. Wow. Hey, do you get that right now, folks? I bet a lot of you are struggling. I get letters all the time. I have cancer. I have this, and I don't have any bills. I don't have any way to pay it. I can't pay for my chemotherapy. Your problem is you're not an illegal alien, or it'll all be paid for. This is a travesty. This is a shame. This is what Barack Obama, and this is what the Democrats and the Republicans have arranged for you. Now, I want to talk a little bit more about Obamacare when we return, because I want you to know now we're at a very important opportunity, time. We're at a time right now when we can kill the Affordable Care Act. We can kill Obamacare, but only the House of Representatives can do it. And how do they kill it? By doing nothing. I'm going to tell you how that's done in just a minute. And we must write to Boehner, to Cantor, all these cruds, to your congressman, and say, I want you to do nothing, and it'll die. But we got to do it right now, or pretty soon you're going to have Obamacare in another month. And my goodness, your medical insurance costs will go up 2 or 3 times as much as they are now. And you'll have death panels. They'll be denying you care. It's going to turn bad. There won't be enough doctors in America, and many doctors are going to quit. They don't want socialized communistic medicine, but they're going to get it. I'm Tex Mars. You're listening to Power of Prophecy. I'll be right back after this brief message. Hello again, friends. I'm Tex Mars. I wanted to tell you about my new book entitled DNA Science and the Jewish Bloodline. For so many years, I have doubted that those who call themselves Jews really are Jews. And you know, I've asked pastors across this land, what does Revelation 2 and Revelation 3 mean? It says there, it speaks of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. They say they're Jews and they're not. They're not Jews at all. They're not Israelites. They don't go all the way back to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They're liars. They're cheats. They're frauds. Now, the Bible said this, and I said, who are those people? No one could answer me. No one could solve the riddle of Revelation 2 and 3 until God gave us the answer with his mathematics. Now, what are God's mathematics? That would be DNA. DNA. It's only been since 68 that we have DNA, and now we know something. Now, definitive studies have been done, DNA studies. They show that there may not be any Jews in the whole world. Now, I'm not kidding you about that. I'm telling you the truth. And I give all of those scientific studies in my book. One of them is from Hebrew University, Dr. Ariella Oppenheim. She's Jewish, or she was. Now she says, well, I'm really a Khazar. She discovered through her DNA research, and she's one of the world's top researchers, that in fact, those who say they're Jews today are not, but they're Khazars. They're Jewish converts. When did they convert? From the 8th to about the 10th century, long after Christianity had come about, long after Islam had come about, they converted. They were in Khazaria in the Caucasus, south of Russia. And they converted to Judaism. King Bulan, the king at the time of Khazaria, one of the world's largest countries and largest in Asia, I believe, largest in Europe, sort of a Eurasian nation, he invited in the Jewish rabbis who were living in Babylon. Why were they in Babylon? Well, because they had been booted out of Israel. Israel did not exist as a nation. The Romans had closed it down. Now, he invited them in and said, I want you to teach the people of Khazaria about Judaism. And I will make a royal edict, a command that all people convert. They were pagans. They worshipped all kinds of horrible things. And their great symbol was the six-pointed star. That was the Khazarian symbol, the pagan symbol. Now, it has a sexual connotation to it, but I include that in my book, Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star. I'm not going to talk about that now, but I hope you'll get that book as well, Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star. In any case, the Khazarians became Jews, not by race, not by blood, not because they had visited and returned to Israel. Israel did not exist. And then the Khazarians immigrated. I guess you might say they were illegal immigrants into Eastern Europe. They fled Khazaria when the Russian Tsar attacked and conquered their country. Many of the Khazarians fled to Poland, to Romania, to Lithuania, and the other Eastern European countries. Mainly, though, Poland. Then in 1948, those who called themselves Jews but were not of Poland, those other countries, got permission from President Truman and from Commissar Joseph Stalin of Russia to move to Palestine. And that happened in 1948. And they moved there, but they were not Jews. They were not Israelites. They have no connection whatsoever to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. They're not the seed of Abraham. And some people say, well, there's a law that all Jews will return to Israel. Yes, that's the seed of Abraham. Those are the physical seed. That law does not exist anymore, but many Christians think that it does. But these people were not Jews. They were Khazars. It's almost like the Japanese or the Australians or someone else immigrated to Israel and said, hey, we're the Jews. I bet the Palestinians were sort of shocked. Now, interestingly enough, the new DNA scientific reports show that the Palestinians have more Jewish Israelite blood coursing through their veins than do those people who call themselves Jews. But in any case, when you see a Jew today, you ask him what nationality he is. He says, I'm a Jew. Just tell him, no, you're not. You're a Khazar. If you want to say I'm a Jew, okay, you're a Khazar Jew. Marilyn Monroe said she was a Jew. She converted from Christianity over to Judaism. Sammy Davis Jr., a black man, converted. There are many who convert, but they're not really Israelites. They're not of the blood of Abraham. The DNA shows they're not. I give you all of this. The definitive studies, Dr. Oppenheim, Dr. Elhike. It all goes back to the books by great historians like Arthur Koestler in 1973, who wrote a book entitled The 13th Tribe. Dr. Shlomo San, who wrote one in 2009 called The Invention of the Jews. They invented themselves. Friends, what would happen if a bunch of Japanese went over to Israel in 1948 and said, guess what? God gave us this land 5,000 years ago to our ancestors. We're of the blood of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Well, people said, no, you're not. You're Japanese. Well, these were Khazars from Russia, south of Russia, that is, in the Caucasus. And so Benjamin Netanyahu is not a Jew. He's not an Israelite. This is astonishing. This is the first time evidence has been presented. Now, Jews do not want to be Khazars because they get reparations from Germany for what they claimed was the Holocaust. And they're getting billions of dollars of foreign aid from the United States, and they're getting billions more from the United States evangelical churches who believe that it's their duty to bless the Jews. But Christian friend, you're not blessing the Jews, you're blessing the Khazars. Why not give money to the Kazakhstan people or the Georgians or the Chechens or the Chinese or the Tibetans or someone? I mean, you know, come on. It turns out that the Khazarians' blood type and physical traits are of the Turkey people. They're basically like the people from Turkey. But they have some Mongol blood in them too. They're Turkey and Mongol mixed together. But they are not Israelites. And they're taking away the land, they're stealing the land, and they're killing the Palestinians who object. Now, Christian friend, how do you like it that non-Jews from some country south of Russia claiming that they're Jews have gone into Israel and are killing the Palestinian people, getting their land, claiming that they have the rights to it because God gave it to them 5,000 years ago, when in fact the Khazarians were never in Israel before? They never set one little toe there. Their king, Bulan, never had gone there. None of the Khazarians had. By the way, I can understand why he wanted to be a Jew. He had over 60 wives and concubines. And he read about King Solomon, and he said, wow, I want to be like King Solomon. So there you go. That's why the Khazars became Jews. DNA science and the Jewish bloodline. It's the first and only book ever on this subject. And people dared me to write it. People said, you don't want to write on that. I had one woman who asked me, what am I writing now? And I told her the title. I said, it's going to be published next week. She jumped up from the table and pointed her finger in my face and said, let me tell you something. You better take your name off that book and go into hiding. Go into hiding? What? I published a book about God's DNA science, and it's all by Jewish medical and researchers. Dr. Elhike spent 7 long years in the Israeli Defense Forces. He's an Israeli citizen. Dr. Oppenheim still teaches at Hebrew University. She too is a Jew. And I can talk to you about Dr. Dan Grau, the University of Houston, and so many others. Arthur Kessler himself, who wrote the 13th Tribe, was a Jew. He's hated. All of these people are despised by the Jews for telling you the truth. And now you're getting it from Tex Mars. But I don't mind being hated. I don't mind being despised for the cause of the truth. You know, Jesus said they hated me without a cause. They hated him without a cause. Am I any better than him? I don't think so. I'm not worthy to even be considered anywhere near Jesus Christ. They hated him without a cause. But if you want to know the truth about this subject, then please write off of this book. We'll send it right out to you. It's a bestseller at Amazon.com. We're getting orders. You know, I think we're going to get orders from Israel and everywhere else. Even the Jews themselves want to know where they came from. How about that? They want to know what their DNA is too. Even if it gets some of them quite angry. But that's the way it goes. I'm not angry about who I was when I was born. Are you folks? God made you the way you are, and I'm proud of what I am. Kazar should be too. Okay, that's DNA Science and the Jewish Bloodline. It's $20. It costs more than that in the bookstores, but we're going to sell it to you for $20. Please add $5 shipping and handling, a total of $25 for the book. Just say, give me the DNA book. We'll send it right out to you. The DNA book. God's mathematics has revealed who the Jews really are. DNA Science and the Jewish Bloodline. Now, you can get the book by writing to us at Power of Prophecy, 1708 Patterson Road, Austin, Texas, 78733. You could go to our website, powerofprophecy.com. It's right on the homepage there. Click on that and use your charge card or PayPal and get the book. And I'm going to reveal a little secret. You could even get it on Amazon.com, but I would prefer you buy it from our ministry because every dollar that you send us goes back into the ministry. I don't receive any royalties. If I write 50 books or one book, I don't receive any royalties from it. I don't get paid any extra for writing books, but I enjoy doing it, and that's why I do it. I serve God, and I serve you, dear Christian friend, and that means a lot to me. Okay, our phone number, of course, toll-free, is 1-800-234-9673. That's 1-800-234-9673. Now let's return to our regular program. We're saying, I'm proving that there is still a North American Union plan. It was a delayed little bit because people like me told you about it. You complained. They put it on the back burner for a little while, but Obama's really got it up and it's burning right now. It is an Illuminati plan with the Council on Foreign Relations as the cheerleader and the head of it to dissolve the United States, going to end our sovereignty and create a North American Union. You can see this, by the way, with Agenda 21. Agenda 21. That's what they're using environmental problems, so-called, to destroy America. And they've been claiming global warming and climate change so much that we know those are fake now. Did you know that there was 60% more ice this year than there was last year? That's like an incredible growth. Next year, they'll be double. But think about that. As compared to last year, this year, the official measurements by the National Atmospheric and Oceanic Administration of the United States, there is 60% more ice. Remember they told you the ice was going to melt? I think, what's the guy's name? Al Gore, the ozone man. Oh, he also told you millions of us would die from cancer from the ozone layer, you know, being dissolved. There's a big hole in the ozone layer. Well, that hole closed up and now they don't talk about the ozone anymore. Then he said we're global warming. All of the North Pole is going to melt. It's going to flood. We're going to flood the coastlines. There should not be a California today. There shouldn't be an Oregon. There shouldn't be a Washington. Over on the East Coast, there shouldn't be any of those states. They should all be flooded. If the ozone man, Al Gore, had his way, they would be. There were books, I can show you books that were written saying, oh, woe is us, Chicken Little. We're all going to be flooded out because, and all those poor bears and all those seals, think of those polar bears. They don't have anywhere to go. Oh, now they've got so much ice they can piddle paddle and play around and hunt and eat and enjoy themselves for the, goodness gracious. By the way, down in south, the South Pole, there's more ice being built up than there is in the North Pole. And there's 10 times as much ice down in the South Pole as there is in the North Pole. Ice. This is becoming a global cooling. So watch for it in your textbooks, kids. They were trying to scare you, and they're going to slowly start taking this out of the textbooks because they're embarrassed. They're embarrassed that they were such idiots as to tell you this. This is God's world. He changes it, not these crazies. It's cyclical. One year it's cold, one year it's hot. One year it's not, one year it is. God rules the weather systems, not these idiots. It's not caused by man. Al Gore should give back all the millions of dollars he got from his film. Isn't that guy embarrassed now? There is no global warming. And they were using that. We need to all come together. We need to work on these environmental programs. We need a North American Union. No, we don't. No, we don't. Now, one thing you have to understand is the Illuminati. The Illuminati are the global elite, the Wall Streeters, so forth, the big bankers. They're not Americans. No, no. The Bank of America people, the J.P. Morgan Chase, all these folks, they're not Americans. Mark Zuckerberg, he was set up by the federal government, I believe, in Google. And now Mark Zuckerberg is writing, he's going to visit Congress this week, complaining that he needs all these foreign workers to come in to work at Facebook. Americans are out of work everywhere. We really don't know. They lie, the employment figures lie. But they say that maybe 25% of all Americans are out of work. When you get so disgusted and you're so frustrated and you just quit looking for a job after looking for one for 1, 2, 3 years, when you quit looking, they take your name off the unemployment rolls. Now, isn't that something? When you quit looking for a job, that's when they take your name off. Goodness gracious. The Illuminati are globalists. They're not Americans. They're not isolationists. That's why we've been fighting all these wars in the Middle East. Why should we be in Libya? Why should we be in Tunisia? Why should we be in Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, Yemen? Why are we sending secret agents down into Egypt to stir up problems? Did you see the guy that recently was arrested by the Egyptian army? He was part of the Clinton administration. He's there now claiming, you know, he's there just stirring up trouble for America. We're fragmenting. We're breaking up those nations. Israel and the United States is in a plot together to destroy the whole Middle East, to build a greater Israel. Look at the Israeli flag. It's got the sexual symbol of the six-pointed star, which is 666. That's right. Look at it. 6 points. 6 points. 6 lines. And 6 more. It's, and what is 666? It's the number of the beast. But on the Israeli flag, there are 2 blue lines, straight blue lines, just going across. One above the star, one below the star. Blue lines. What do they mean? Well, this is the ambition. This is the goal. This is the plan. This is the agenda of the Zionist. To conquer the Middle East, to fragment it into pieces, and to control the entire Middle East. And from the Middle East, they believe they will then be able to, because of all the oil there, they'll be able to control the entire world. What are those 2 blue lines, one above and one below the 6-pointed star? One is the Euphrates River, and one is the Nile River in Egypt. And they claim that Greater Israel, they own all the land in between. The Euphrates, which runs through Babylon and Baghdad, and the Nile River, the great Nile that runs through Egypt. All the lands in between are the promised land of Abraham. And they're the heirs of Abraham, aren't they? The Jews? Oh, the Khazars. Oh, I'm sorry. We get back to the Khazar thing. What they claim is a lie, isn't it? But we're only now discovering that. You see, all of these people, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Trilateral Commission, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, all of our congressmen, they don't give a you know what about America. Right now, the House of Representatives has the only, they have the power of the purse. It's their constitutional duty to hold on to that money that you and I give them. That's right. They have the power of the purse. And the Constitution of the United States says that every money bill, every money legislation will begin in the House of Representatives. Not the Senate, not the Supreme Court, not the Obama administration, the chief executive, only in the House. And the Republicans control it. They tell every penny that's going to be spent. When you see money being blasted away by being given to the abortionist at Planned Parenthood, you know this, my friends, the Republicans did it, not the Democrats, because the Republicans control the House of Representatives. When you see all of your money going for some stupid little experiment, can tsetse flies, I don't know, have sex three times a year? I don't know what they do. They give their money out all these crazy things. Your money, my money. And they're not going to be subject to Obamacare, not Congress. They're going to exempt themselves. Now, let me tell you again about Obamacare. Obamacare is going to go into effect January the 1st. Congress will vote the money on this in late October. Now, I want you to consider this. The House of Representatives is the only agency, the only organization in the whole world that approves or disapproves money. Did you get that? Now, the Senate does it after the fact, but the Senate is not the big boy. We're talking about House Speaker John Boehner and House Majority Leader Eric Cantor, the Jew, and all of their pals. They are Republicans, although they're rhinos, Republicans in name only. They say we're against Obamacare. They say it will destroy America. They say Obamacare is a train wreck. They say it will wreck America. And they have voted over 40 times in the last year to repeal it, knowing that every time the bill that they voted on would go to the Senate and would die. Ah, yes. It dies in the Senate. Now they're going to vote, I understand, because people said, wait just a minute. Why are you voting to repeal this act? Even if the bill were passed by the Senate, it would go to Obama and he would veto it. Whoa. See, they started backtracking then. Now, I told you about this months ago, didn't I? It does no good to vote to repeal this law. You cannot repeal it. It will never be repealed because the Senate has to approve it and the president has to approve it. So the House voting 40 times. You know why they do that? So they can give you a letter. Yes, thank you, Mr. Jones. Yes, thank you, Miss Wilson. We agree with you. Obamacare is terrible. We voted to repeal it. I voted over 40 times. That's why they did it. They could deceive. They could trick you. But now listen to me. The plan has been approved, Obamacare. But in just a couple of weeks, from the time you hear this, maybe by the time you hear this program, I think it is, in fact, it's going to be very close. All they have to do is not approve the money. They don't have to close the government down. They can spend money on everything they want to spend on. Just don't vote on this one. If they tell you I'm going to vote to repeal it, say you're just trying to trick me. You're trying to deceive me. Now they say, okay, we understand you don't want us to vote to repeal it anymore. Okay, we'll stop playing that little shell game with you. And they actually said this last week that we're going to defund it. Yeah, we're going to vote to defund it. And then they told each other in the secret meeting, and after we vote to defund it, then we're going to turn around and vote to fund it. Ha, ha, ha. That's what they're going to do. Get that, folks? after they have defunded it, voted to defund it, they're going to turn around and vote to fund it. Then when you write them a letter saying, what did you do on this plan, the Obamacare, they'll say, I voted to defund it. I voted to defund it, but it passed anyway. You see the trickery here? Now, folks, here's all you have to do. Tell them, do not vote on this. Don't bring it up. Don't bring it up. It doesn't exist. Don't vote on it. Don't make it part of the budget. And then it dies of its own accord. Isn't that a beauty? Simply by not voting to fund it, it dies. By not voting, it dies. If they say they're going to vote on anything, it's gone. They're deceiving you. You tell them, don't vote on Obamacare. Don't vote on Obama. Don't bring it up for a vote. Don't mention it. Don't make it part of the bill. We don't want it around. Don't even mention it in the House. It doesn't exist. And it dies. And they know that. But here's the thing. All of these Republicans, the great majority won't, W-A-N-T, they want Obamacare. Don't believe them when they say, I voted to repeal it. They knew. They knew they were deceiving you. They knew they were tricking you. Okay, now we gotta move along here, but the Illuminists are globalists. They're not Americans. They travel, they jet set all over the world, they've got mansions all over the world. They're not Americans. They don't care for you. They easily will vote and do everything possible to dissolve and break up the United States. And the Jewish lobbies are the biggest ones in this. The Jewish lobbies, they vote for Israel every time. When they get up in the morning, the congressmen that are Jewish say, what can I do for Israel? That's my country today. And our intelligence system, did you know the NSA has signed an agreement with Israel? All of the intelligence, the raw intelligence that comes into the NSA goes to Israel first. The wiretapping of your phone, it goes to Israel. What you say on the internet, it goes to Israel. To the Mossad. They get all of the intelligence from all the video cams throughout the world. They know everything you're saying, everything you're doing. The Israeli Mossad. They control our intelligence system, folks. You understand what I'm telling you? They control our intelligence system. We spend hundreds of billions of dollars for intelligence. And it all goes to Israel. And they're dissolving America that way. How can we possibly give all of our intelligence to Israel? How could we do that? Who did that? Who did this horrible thing? Our Congress. The congressmen of the United States, Senate and the House, are opposed to the everyday American. They're opposed to anything you believe in. They want pornography. They want abortion. They want homosexuality. They want immigration reform. They want everything that's evil and corrupt. The House and the Senate, Republican and Democrat, are for. We've got to do something about this. We've got to get rid of every Republican, every Democrat. We've got to get a new party. We've got to do something. We've got to get our heads going. We've got to work together to destroy the system we've got. We've got a great constitution. We've got a great Bill of Rights. Let's keep them. Let's get the people in there that are true Americans. Not the Cantors, not the Schumers, not the Reeds, not all of these blockheads that don't care for America. We've got to put true American patriots in. And don't listen to what they say. Watch what they do. Let's keep America together. Let's not dissolve it. Let's not break it up. Tell them no. Tell them no. I'm Tex Morris. You've been listening to Power of Prophecy. Been great to be with you again. Please tune in each week during the same time and discover the power of prophecy.